right, welcome back. It's New Year's Eve. Well, I don't know what to say, except 2025 will not be missed, and 2026 is probably going to be worse. And I don't know. I think the only good thing, speaking about America as a country, is that I would humbly submit that the majority of Americans, I don't know how much, over 50%, now are beginning to understand that we are not in control of our own destiny. This country is being run by international Zionism. I think most people, open-minded, fair-minded people, realize that Donald Trump either converted to Judaism or might as well have some years ago. I cannot even imagine a president beginning to act more subserviently, more just disgustingly fawning over Netanyahu, his controller, in my opinion. I think a case can be made for that easily, who has come over on his dime, so to speak, but more than that, on his own invitation, five times in less than a year to be entertained at either the White House or Mar-a-Lago by the Zionist dupe, Donald Trump. Chump. Tramp. Rump. Dump. It's not a good situation. And I really do think Americans are waking up to the fact that the ultimate in victimhood con games have been played on us for a long time by the Zionist state of Israel, which, as far as I can tell, has no visible means of support. What is it doing to earn the hundreds of billions of dollars needed to wage these wars on its neighboring countries? Does it have a big industrial base? Is it a big agrarian culture? No. The business of Israel is killing. And the paymaster for Israel and its killing is the American taxpayer. Always has been, probably always will be. And Donald Trump will do anything and everything that he is asked to or told to do on behalf of the Zionist state of Israel. It's simple. I know it sounds maybe a little contrived, but it's not. There's no overstatement here at all. Anyone who honestly looks at the situation will understand. Watch how Trump acts. If you looked at any of the footage of that meeting with Netanyahu, it's obvious. He's doing everything but getting down on his knees and drooling in obedience. It's really disgusting. Does he ever act like that regarding the American citizen or our country? No, you don't see that. You'll never see that. He's a Zionist dupe. Simple. And I would say the same thing if he were a Hindu dupe. And this country is being run by the Hindu community in India. I don't care. I'll tell it straight as I can. And that's the truth. Meanwhile, the efforts by this country's alleged government of, by, and for the people to control, condition, program, and terrorize the American populace have never slowed and are, in fact, going full speed ahead. That's called the TI program, targeted individuals. And what they're doing, to a large degree, we know nothing about. If it weren't for Professor Dr. Eric Carlstrom, we would be in the dark. But thanks to his incredible output of work, research, and his courage at standing up there and telling it straight, we have a fairly good idea of at least some of the parameters of abuse that is being directed and visited upon the American people. It's not a pretty sight. No joke. And it's not just the addiction to cell phones and social media. That's seven and a half hours a day. It's a more of an abusive conditioning rather than an addiction to obedience. And ultimately, in many cases, fear. People are really messed up. Economic reasons, for sure. Many millions more are going to lose their jobs this year. There are no replacements. There are no replacement jobs for these people, many of whom have families. They're going to lose their homes or their rentals. They are going to be out on the street. You watch, mark my words, by the end of this year, they're going to be talking about how many Americans are on the streets and why is it? Well, it's simply because the commander-in-chief and the Congress and the Senate couldn't care less about the American people. Hundreds of billions of dollars poured into Ukraine. Trump is still funding Ukraine and its efforts to kill Russian servicemen, Russian civilians. I don't know how Vladimir Putin maintains his grace. I'm amazed. He called Trump on Christmas, didn't he, to wish him Merry Christmas, I think, something like that. I don't know why. I don't know how. But I guess maybe it's because it's the only and last opportunity to avoid mass catastrophe. What else would World War III be? The death of hundreds of millions and ultimately billions of people. That's what's on the table. All right, let's go down. Let's go wherever and say hello to Professor Eric Carlstrom. Happy New Year, Eric. Welcome back.
Well, Happy New Year to you too, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me. And your intro comments, of course, were spot on. Baja, California is where I am, and Baja does mean down or lower.
So yeah, yeah.
There's Alta California is our California in the United States. Baja, California is, of course, in Mexico. So I'm down at my place here. But I so appreciate your having me on, even for 2 hours here. This gives us a chance to really kind of dig into one of my latest posts, which I think is very important. But before we do that, I would just comment on what you said about the Zionist takeover of America, because this is so incredibly significant. And you're one of the few people who's not afraid to talk about it. Max Egan is another, and there are others, you know, Dr. Kevin McDonald, a professor at Cal State University, where I taught, written 3 books about the Jews as a social group. And it's very academic. Yeah. So you can get very academic about this if you'd like. One expert on this topic, who I think is we both venerate, is Tex Mars, who was a Christian minister, veteran Air Force officer, author of 50 or 80 books. I'm not sure which. One of his more recent ones was called The Holy Serpent of the Jews, which, of course, is Satan. The rabbi's plan for Satan to crush their enemies and vault the Jews to global dominion. Okay, he's not mincing words. The title says it all.
And Tex was years and years ahead. He knew, he saw, he understood. And he was on his program many, many times. And I don't know if people took him seriously enough. Sounded a little extreme. Not now it doesn't. Thanks for bringing that up. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, he became quite an expert on this topic. I mean, he was one of these guys who was, you know, a dedicated Christian, believed, you know, of course, in biblical principles and saw the evil, overtaking the world. And he studied the New World Order. He studied the Masons. He studied the CFR. He studied, you know, all these, the Royal Institute of International Affairs and Chatham House and blah, 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 blah. All these globalist institutions, Club of Rome, he studied them all. And the last 10 years of his life, or 15 even, he zeroed in on the center of the long-term conspiracy, which is you can't even say Zionist, because Zionism is just kind of the apolitically active version of Judaism, like communism is, like crony capitalism is. So it's Judaism, you know, once you study their scriptures, like the Talmud, which is the teachings of man that Jesus referred to, which make the word of God of none effect. And you study the Kabbalah, which is their system of pagan black magic coming out of Babylon. And you start to realize how incredibly satanically energized this group of people is. Anyway, I'll read one quote that has, I think, everything to do with our topic tonight. And this is coming out of the Talmud. Again, something like 36 volumes or something like that. It's the teachings of men, the teachings of the rabbis. When the Messiah, which, by the way, is the Christian Antichrist, returns, every Jew will have 2,800 Gentile slaves. Okay, that's Simeon Hadar Sin, F-O-L 56D. I mean, they've got, you know, some verses, and there are all these things are numbered and named. But, of course, so many of these quotes that we can pull out show the monstrosity of this belief system, which is really a political program disguised as a religion. And
that's
studied
true.
It at length.
That's true.
I've studied it at length as well and written about it. But, okay, so now let's
If I may say
this.
One thing, Eric, hold on. If any of you, and I welcome that, disagree, don't agree, or are very skeptical about the things we talk about on the program, and you haven't actually done the work to read their own literature, you really don't have grounds to stand on. You have to read their words. You have to read and understand their mindset. And you have nothing else in the end except to sit and watch the news. Watch what they're doing in Gaza to human beings, the West Bank, Lebanon, Syria, Yemen, it doesn't matter. Watch what they do. Watch Trump bouncing around like a puppet on a string. It's disgusting. So if you can't see that, you've got more homework to do. Please continue.
Absolutely. And I'll just read a couple more of these quotes from the Talmud. The best of the Gentiles, kill. Okay? Kill the most honest of the Goyim. He who sheds the blood of the Goyim, Gentiles, means human cattle, is offering a sacrifice to God. Well, their God is Satan, by the way. Everyone who sheds the blood of the impious, non-Jews, is as acceptable to God as he who offers a sacrifice to God. Now, you have to start getting into their mindset, which is very much a criminal, predator, psychopathic mindset. And also, by the way, their Talmud sanctions pedophilia big time. You know, so I could read quotes after quotes after quotes. But like you say, people need to read about it on my 911nwo.com website and on my gang stalking mind control cults.com website. I have articles that I've written on this topic, extensive. One of them is called The Controllers and the Jewish Controllers and Their Destructive Mission. I wrote that back in 2012 or so, 2011. And another one's just quotes on Judaism and Zionism. In other words, taking the words that they've been, you know, spouting for, you know, for millennia. I mean, this is a 3,000-year-old plan to take over the world, if you believe some of their rhetoric. So why that fits tonight's topic? Well, the targeted individuals, I believe, have been the guinea pigs for a very, very, very high-tech system, which involves satellites and supercomputers and electromagnetic frequencies, sensors in the body, which allow for the remote control of the behavior and even the thoughts of targeted humans. And
let me pop in with one more quickie.
Yeah.
It is now admitted, it has been published, that DARPA, etc., have the ability to go into your mind from distance and erase your memories, any memories they want to erase, and implant any memories they want to put into your mind. You don't know who the hell you are anymore. These people can do anything to humankind now. It's that grievous. I'm not joking. This is not hyperbole under any circumstance. Please continue, Eric.
Absolutely correct. The literature is out there. So many military documents talk about this. They use words like neuroscience, neurotech, non-lethal weapons, revolution in military affairs. We've quoted their own documents, U.S. Army, U.S. Air Force, NASA. In fact, I've got them in this article that I would like people to refer to as soon as possible. And I'll read out this cumbersome title, but I think you've linked to it. I think it's linked.
Look under Eric's name in guests. It's linked. I've shortened the title up. It's a long title, but go ahead.
Let me read you the latest title here. It's too long, but it does say what the topic is.
Sure.
Entities behind global psychotronic, that's a combination of psychological and electronic, cognitive warfare. Okay, we're talking about warfare here. We're talking about military-grade weapons that have been secretly deployed against civilians since the 50s, certainly. And I demonstrate that in this article and others on my gangstalkingmindcontrolcults.com website. Okay, entities behind global psychotronic cognitive warfare dash organized stalking, electronic harassment. That's one of the typical terms for the targeted individual program. It's also non-consensual human experimentation. It's also, by the way, a torture, murder, techno-enslavement black program or an unacknowledged special access program. You can call it lots of things. One guy has come up with a website, which I really like. It's called targetedarmy.org. And he's going to try to get the target individuals to kind of work together, even get a little insignia and everything, to fight against what he's calling Project Puppet. Okay, again, we're talking about slavery here. If people can control your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, steal your ideas, steal your actual experience set and plant it in another person, these things have been talked about in military documents for 25, 30 years. And the technology for doing this goes back to the MKUltra program of the CIA starting in 1953. I'm not through the title yet. I'm digressing. Okay, all of that. Entities behind global psychotronic, cognitive warfare, organized stalking, non-consensual human experimentation. By the way, we non-consensual human experimentees are not recompensed. Our lives are stolen from us and controlled and destroyed. And there's a lot of evidence for this on my website with now 2,600 plus posts on it. Torture, murder, techno-enslavement, black program, Project Puppet, and then colon, that's the first part, testimonial evidence from targeted individuals, and there must be millions around the world right now, military intelligence personnel and agencies, scientists like Giordano, the neuroscientist, and Dr. Robert Duncan, et cetera, neuroscientist, authors and others for ad hoc de facto grand jury, which is you, please, your audience, and the people out there who theoretically and by our constitutional definition own the United States of America. I mean, it's our country. And the people that govern us, who have been given the privilege of governing, of course, do that by the mandate of our Declaration of Independence and Constitution, as you know, to protect the rights that God has given us. And, of course, our Constitution and Declaration of Independence say if government fails in this fundamental task, it is our right, it is our duty to alter or abolish that government. Well, we're definitely there. We're probably there when Kennedy was assassinated by the deep state when I was quite a young man. And so our lives have been lived under the shadow of this Zionist-controlled or Jewish-controlled deep state, I would say. But let's face it, the British it's really British Israel in a lot of ways. So the British are partners in this crime, and they have wanted to subvert and take over the United States for that period as well.
Oh, and look, look what they're doing to their own people, their own country. Yeah. People being arrested on the streets. If cops think that you are praying silently about anything, this is what's happening in Great Britain is almost unbelievable. I mean, people throw that word around a lot, but I mean that. It sounds like it can't possibly be true. What's going on there is horrendous. Also remember, and I always try to remember to mention this, is that nobody else on the planet, no other country, has a First Amendment like we do. no other country has the right to freedom of speech, ergo freedom of thought, and freedom of expression. We are it, and if we don't protect that with our lives, we are going to be gone. Simple. Done. Go ahead.
Absolutely. You're right on about that. Well, okay, so I've got 43 testimonies that I have culled from my 2,600 posts on my gang-stalking, mindcontrolcults.com website.
And that's a huge amount of data. That's amazing.
Well, yeah, because this, I think, is the issue. I mean, I've got websites about the global warming PSYOP fraud. I've got websites about 9/11, 911NWO.com, naturalclimatechange.org, and I've got my music website. But and I haven't been able to get around to writing books because I've been still exploring and accumulating data. Now I'm at the point where I can write books, and I've actually printed this out, this 212-page document, which I'm referring to, at, you know, some copies for local libraries. But, you know, this is just a gesture in that direction. But this information is so critical. I mean, the phenomenal fraud that's coming out in Minnesota with the Somali network and the Democrats and the education institutes that aren't there. This is, you know, 90 billion here, 20 billion there. This is nothing compared to what we're talking about here. We're not talking just about fraud. We're talking about fraud plus treason plus murder plus torture plus attempted murder. We're talking about a whole raft of crimes that is carried out by the government itself and its agencies. And we'll discuss which agencies are involved. But
institutionalized pedophilia. The big story now seems to be an awakening of the hideous criminal behavior regarding children. I can't believe it.
Yes.
When a species begins to destroy its own young, its next generation, and sterilize its own population, which is exactly what the COVID-19 death jab did. It sterilized virtually everyone who took it, and the birth rate is beginning to show that already now. The species is on borrowed time. It's not going to make it.
Absolutely. Yes, that's why, you know, this. Our shows are much, much more important than entertainment. You know, I mean, this is not entertainment. This is information which can make the difference between surviving and not surviving.
That's true.
And we have to throw the information out, and people have to take the ball and do what they can with it. Everybody's got their gifts. But, you know, you've talked about Trump as being a disaster as a president. We had some good ones. Thomas Jefferson stated, if a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. The functionaries of every government have propensities to command at will the liberty and property of their constituents. There is no safe deposit for these but the people themselves. So our people are going to have to step up. They're going to have to be as sane and rational and knowledgeable as possible about the law, about the Constitution, about who they are. And they're going to have to know their enemy. That's what Sun Tzu said in, you know, his book, The Art of War, 2,500 years ago. First principle, know yourself. Second principle, know your enemy. And that's why we started with the Zionist thing. You've got to know that. You have to know there's a war between the Zionists or the Jews and every other person on the planet. They're the enemies of God and man, according to St. Paul. The Bible tells you, you know, they're sons of Satan. And that's John 8:44. That's Revelation 2:9-3:9. That's all through the book of Matthew. But Kennedy was another great president. It was cut down. Kennedy, this is a controversial quote. Some people said he never said that. But I'm saying it now. I'll repeat what his perhaps quote is, which has been fact-checked and found not to be true, but you never can believe what the computer says now. He's in this quote, there is a plot to enslave every man, woman, and child in America, and before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose that plot. Okay, of course, he was killed in 1963. The kind of mind control that I'm talking about, the CIA had already discovered electronic forms of mind control and were using them in the Kennedy assassination. And that would include RHIC, radio hypnotic intracerebral control. Okay, so there's hypnosis involved, and there's the triggering of hypnosis electronically from a distance. This was 1963 this was used. Also, the CIA had it at its disposal and used EDM, electronic dissolution of memory. So this has been an incredible secret over the decades. This was a much larger than the Manhattan Project. This was a project of enormous secrecy, enormously well-funded, with our top universities, our top military people. Certainly the Department of Defense always wanted their super soldiers, et cetera, and our CIA as a way to, again, create these Manchurian Candidate assassins. And we've seen this play out through the decades, you know, with the in so many ways. We've seen this with the serial killers in the 1980s. We saw it in Operation Phoenix in Vietnam, and that was exported all over Central and South America and into the Middle East. And it's being used now. And the targeted individuals have been the test subjects, I insist, can prove, since the 1950s. Dr. Robert Duncan, who was a CIA neuroscientist, said there were some years when a lot of TIs, or targeted individuals, were added. And those happened to be years when the Defense Department got extra raises, you might say. 1959 was a big year. 1976 was a big year. 2001 was a big year. So all these targets are coming online. They're being targeted for testing of these neuro weapons, and their lives essentially meaningless to the government structure, which is sworn to protect the Constitution and the American people. So
Eric, yeah. You said something that's really important, and I think the issue needs to always be on the table. The Manhattan Project you mentioned, that was the ultra top secret project, the biggest of all. But in reality, I'm going to submit that mass mind control and all of the things you've already alluded to is, as you suggest, far bigger than the Manhattan Project. But and how funny it is that the Manhattan Project was designed to kill human beings, and the TI program, we'll keep it short, is designed to control and kill human beings, but on a much larger scale. It's crazy.
Yes, and with plausible deniability, because these 100%. Are silent secret weapons.
100%. Yeah.
You know, and they can be targeted at individuals and groups. And of course, we have the record now, the documentary record, of the kind of experiments, non-consensual experiments, that the U.S. government and others, but I think the U.S. has led this charge. Soviet Union was actually very much in an arms race, a psychological, psychotronic arms race during the Cold War. And they were our main competitors, but I think, people like CIA Director Richard Helms said the U.S. was always 5 years ahead of the Soviets. But we always said, oh, we have to keep up with the Soviets and the Chinese, and that justified the bigger budgets. So that was another lie, of course. But, so I have been, Jeff, a war correspondent, essentially, since 2013, and I realized I was being targeted. These are war weapons. And so I've been at the front of this war, and that has motivated my activism, which has been to learn about it and to put information out, not only for the other targeted individuals who are struggling with survival issues because they're being taken down psychologically and electronically, they're being tortured with voice to skull and remote neural monitoring and remote neural manipulation and all these acoustic directed energy weapons. There's a whole plethora of what they call non-lethal weapons, which the military and the intelligence agencies say they use in peacetime operations. Well, these are peacetime operations, you see, and they can be done. They can be targeted against civilian populations anytime, anywhere. And who are they going to target? They're going to target the people who maybe criticize the government or point out government corruption, or they're quote-unquote whistleblowers, or dissidents, or Christians, or veterans,
whoever
they don't like.
The obvious that they're going after and targeting anybody who stands with and on the U.S. Constitution. Simple.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they will call us, of course, the magic word, terrorist.
Oh, yeah.
Or potential terrorist threat. Or enemy non-combatant. And they have a great many terms. But we're into this world of Orwell, you know, where war is peace and freedom is slavery and ignorance is strength and everything is upside down. Let me just start out with the basics structure and then move into the exotic enslavement, the biomedical enslavement. We've got that tracked down, too, in terms of when doctors were implanting chips in the brains of prisoners and in soldiers and in citizens off the streets. This is going back to the 50s and 60s, and we've got the testimony of these individuals. So there's no doubt about this. But to start with the basic structure of what we call organized stalking, let's go to Dr. X Keyscore, who is number 7 in my list of experts giving their testimony. And I'm just quoting what he says in about highlights of what he says in about 19 videos. He holds PhD, master's, and bachelor's degrees, background in security studies and in military intelligence, is a son of the American Revolution, patriot, whistleblower, global nomad, and deep state target. Okay, he's a TI. He says, and I'm quoting from one of his many excellent videos on this, the program is the Department of Homeland Security, which is an ICS, or International Zionist Criminal Syndicate beachhead in America since 2002. The program is the DHS and most likely DOD, absolutely DOD, funded extrajudicial political targeting protocol coordinated at least on the street level through regional FBI and DHS threat fusion centers. And they have their private, Jew-owned private association of fusion centers, of course, too. He says, regarding the National Security Racketeering Network, that's his name for the perps, the program at its core is an extrajudicial political targeting and elimination program. This is a soft kill operation. The expected outcome is self-harm, financial disruption, social disruption of targeted individuals. They want to get rid of you, the TI, via any means possible in a clandestine fashion and also have fun and generate revenue while doing it. This is very true. They are having fun. This is a style of parasitic crony capitalism because the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and possibly DOD, certainly the DOD, absolutely the DOD, they're the biggest one, are farming out contracts on innocent Americans. Okay, so the contract then goes to a private business, you know, could be Raytheon, it is, and could be Lockheed Martin, could be General Dynamics, or over 1,800 of these privately held military intelligence and security companies that take the contracts to, do soft kill operations against innocent Americans. So it is both a political targeting operation as well as a revenue generation scheme. Think of a franchise, like a McDonald's has a franchise with a particular structure, you know, and a supply chain system. Well, this is the same thing. You now can take this system that's developed in the United States and give a carbon copy to New Zealand, as we'll talk about, another testimony here from Susie Dawson, a New Zealand activist, and of course every other cooperating country, which is almost all countries in the world now, have their version of this, which is, again, a merger of government agencies, corporations, and public sector nonprofits, things like that, Neighborhood Watch, etc., Neighborhood Nazis. Anyway, as a revenue generation scheme that starts off within the deep state shadow government. Okay, there's our deep state. I've read that DOJ, DHS have contracts with corporate private prisons in which DOJ helps these prisons maintain a certain quota of prisoners. They've done the same with the private intelligence agencies, which run the extrajudicial militias or targeting crews. Okay, these are the gang-stalking hunter-killer squads that go back to the counter-gang idea of a general named Kitson, I think it's John Kitson, out of Britain, when he was writing about what he calls low intensity conflict. Again, peacetime operations. They have lots of names for these murder programs. So these are counter gangs. Use the word counter gang. We have different words for it. Neighborhood Watch is a counter gang. Of course, Black Lives Matter and Antifa are counter gangs. So this goes back in history. But the DOJ refers to these as surveillance role players or live action role players. They guarantee delivery of quotas of targeted individuals. Since it's a money-making scheme, they have to have a certain number of target individuals to keep the system going. So in America and in Mexico, you have people with their cell phone apps who are obeying orders from a central command system. They're driving their cars around, must be burning a lot of gasoline, keeping the oil companies going, you know. And they're following this car, and they're cutting off that car, and they're doing these operations. This is a military, it's a war going on in peacetime everywhere in our cities. And, of course, this is what George W. Bush promised us right after 9/11. He said these terrorists, they don't have any liberties. They don't, you know, they're stripped of all protections, civil protections. And our war now is everywhere. The battle space is everywhere. It's between your mind, by the way, and we'll talk about that aspect later. But I'm talking about the physical war. I'm talking about the stalkers on the ground looking at their cell phones, looking up and down at you and reporting where you are, getting your location always, doing their missions. I mean, these are military missions, as we've talked about.
May I say one other thing? This is a big one. One of the number one weapons they have in their quiver of arrow weapons is semantics. They constantly are changing the meanings of words and phrases and coming up with new ones, confusing people. They'll turn something inside out. Look at Trump. Whatever he says, the opposite is probably true, but it's all an issue of really... I got to watch my language, of really betraying the people 100% of the time in many instances. It's not a joke. The people just don't have a chance. They don't.
Well, I think that this is obviously true, but what I've learned through this process, experientially as well as through studying, he's not the only one that has betrayed this country.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
The FBI,
oh, no.
The CIA, no. Oh, the NSA, please. The DEA, the JTTF, the Homeland Security, these ex-military officers,
these ex-policemen,
they are betraying America. This is treason. These people should be strung up, but instead they're profiting and having fun. But let me read the last little paragraph here. Who owns these private intelligence agencies, asks Dr. X. Keith Score. That's obviously his. You know, kind of his fake name, retired federal law enforcement and intelligence personnel. Okay, they retire after 20 years from the government, then they double dip and they get into one of these other privately owned law enforcement intelligence personnel. They make twice, three times their salary while collecting their pay, their retirement from the taxpayer. Okay,
sure.
So who's behind this? The FBI, the NSA, DEA, JTTF, as Joint Terrorism Task Force of the FBI, Homeland Security, ex-military officers. These guys are crooked. And then he says there are over 1,800 private intelligence agencies in the U.S. that operate with zero oversight. If you don't believe me, read the excellent book Top Secret America, in which a couple excellent reporters, Priest and Arkin, document this. I've got the book. It's come out in about 2010. He says they operate with zero oversight. This is a giant racketeering network. And then he says the key sentence that I've been leading up to, probably the biggest underground black market illegal business in the United States today. Okay, so we just learning about what's going on in Minnesota with all these criminal Somalis and everything. That's small fry compared to what's going on. These are our warriors. These are our people with the guns and the badges who are supposed to be protecting us and who took an oath to protect the American Constitution and to protect the American people. They have sold us out. So when you talk about Trump, talk about your local sheriff. Talk about the informants that he see this is carried out at the local level. Through our local law enforcement and their local law enforcement intelligence officers and their informants and their neighborhood watch, and they're having meetings and they're training the locals to spy on each other, just like they did in the Soviet Union, just like they did in the East German communist country. We're in hell. America is in hell.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is why it's in hell.
No exaggeration.
Because these motherfuckers are doing this. Now, I'm talking about the people that, oh, thank you for your service. Service for what? For hunting down your fellow Americans?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, thank you for your service? Hell no. The guy should be swinging. The guy has broken his oath to protect the Constitution. It's treason to deprive.
It's the highest form of treason when you break that oath to the Constitution and the people. It's terrible.
These are our police. These are our military. These people are so cynical. And I have been stalked by these people. I have been, I'm continually stalked. And these are the people, these are the people that I see. Ex-military, ex-police, active military, active police. And then, of course, all the...
There's a lot of thuggery in those groups of people, unfortunately. These are not Americans. They're hired guns and worse. It's bad, bad.
In a sense, I think, Jeff, you're right. They've been groomed. They've been groomed to be killers. And this gives them the thrill of the hunt. This gives them the thrill of the kill.
Well said.
Yeah. They have this us and them mentality. We're the good guys. And now we need an enemy, you know, and we'll make money, by the way. Because
that's true.
And so now the enemy is your neighbor, you know. Your enemy is your neighbor. And however he got on that or she got on that terrorism watch list, by the way, the FBI admits they've got their code handling code 1234. And they admit that 97% or 99.7% of the people on their handling code lists for suspected terrorists have no ties whatsoever to terrorism. So what that means is they're hunting down innocent Americans. And they're doing it knowing that they're doing that. Now, they have their rhetoric. Oh, yeah, you know, he's a enemy non-combatant. He's a potential terrorist threat. I mean, they're like parrots, you know. And they're, okay, yes, sir. And, of course, this gets back down to the Stanley Milgram experiment from Yale in 1967, the obedience to authority experiments, where we've talked about that, where they've proven that two-thirds of the people who are brought into this very, very unethical experiment will actually shock a person, a stranger, to the threshold of death on the command of an authority figure. In other words, it's not my fault. It's the guy it's the guy who told me. So this is the same thing that happened, you know, with the Nuremberg trials. Nuremberg trials hung a lot of the Nazi doctors. Well, according to top scientists today, like Barry Trower, he's MI5 over in Britain, who's worked on these radio frequency weapons, these microwave weapons. He said the people, the Germans who were hung in the Nuremberg trials for crimes against humanity, there are scads of scientists who are doing just that today, and they're getting away with it. This is our nation. This is Britain. This is Russia. This is China. And in fact, Putin is supposed to have said whoever wins and develops the psychotronic warfare techniques best will rule the world. So, you know, again, they use this, we have an arms race thing. We've got to beat the Russians. Well, it's bullshit. I mean, the United States has always led this, and it's because we're led by these really evil psychopaths. So did you want to jump in there, Jeff?
No, you're right. I wish we had some new words. Psychopaths, it seems to be used so much now. It doesn't have the clout it used to. But these people are evil, satanic, crazy. They have no qualms about killing people directly or indirectly. They don't care. This whole government should, with one or two or a handful of exceptions, should be broomed out the door immediately. There should be term limits imposed. If we really want to have a constitutional republic, term limits are mandatory. One term in the House, maybe two. All right, let's give them two. One term in the Senate. 6 years is enough. Get them out. Get some new people in there. I would, frankly, rather see a draft rather than an election. The whole vote rigging thing is despicable, and it's true. How do you trust an election? How do you trust your vote? We've seen so much, and we haven't seen nearly all of it. We've seen a fraction of it. Oh, and when you mention the Somali, these 65 IQ Cretans, creeps, pulling off billions in theft and so forth. We have to remember that that is misdirection. They're trying to drum up enough noise that people are going to look at that, and I have no idea what's really going on behind their back to them, being done to them. We don't know. All the things that Professor Carlstrom were mentioning tonight, have you seen or heard any of them in the mainstream media? Never have, never will. So that's the game. The news is nothing but control. Control, control, control. And I mean the alt news, too, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, misdirection is the right word. Of course, everything they're accusing the Somalis of being, that's what our overlords, the Zionist Jews, are. If we go to Stephen J. Smith, the number 32 testimony, who authored the National Security Agency, Citadel of Evil, A Prison for the Mind, Collateral Damage, Parts 1 through 3, he consider this. The reason I brought this up is you're talking about our Congress. HVT, acronym, High Value Target. These individuals include politicians, influential journalists, business executives, entrepreneurs, popular entertainers, innovative educators, scientists, etc. High Value Target. Well, you bet your sweet bippy I'm a HVT. And you bet your sweet bippy many of our politicians who seem incredibly compromised have also been HVTs. So we have to look deeper and say, okay, maybe this guy is a scumbag. And maybe he was at Epstein Island or whatever, compromised. Yeah, that's quite possible. It's also possible that these very weapons that we're talking about here have been used on these people to control them. And this is why I think education in this regard is so important. I think many of our representatives, our congressmen, go in there with the best of intentions, and then one way or the other, they get controlled and compromised. Okay, so I'll keep rattling on here. Before we get into the technologies, before we get into the technologies, these mind control technologies, which are so critical to understand, I want to just set the stage a little bit more about the other half. Remember, this is called organized stalking, electronic harassment. So we can break it down. Organized stalking is that's the goons on the ground. That's the people following you in cars and with their cell phone apps. They're standing on the corner and they're spotting people and they're calling in locations. And that's the war on the ground that George Bush promised us after 9/11. Okay, that's the war is everywhere. Okay, but then there's the electronic part, which is the invisible weapons. And that's what we really need to discuss, because nobody knows anything about that hardly. But going back to the first part, Julianne McKinney was an intelligence operative, and in 1992, she wrote what's called the McKinney Report, and it's talking about just this subject. She studied this as a worldwide phenomenon. So it's not like this started after George W. Bush. This has been going on for a long time, and it's becoming... It's kind of like these other top secret operations. According to Julianne McKinney's 1992 report, this is coming out of Mark M. Rich's book, she said, the pattern of directed energy attacks and gang stalking is the same all over the world. This program is being used to silently neutralize all people that the New World Order believes will be troublesome to their rule. In particular, this includes intelligent, independent, free-thinking, incorruptible nonconformists. And she says the control mechanism in the Soviet Union, which included the targeting of the civilian population, was only made possible by the citizens who stalked and harassed people in public. The KGB's success, she said, depended on the extensive use of informant networks and agents provocateurs. Those are our neighbors at Neighborhood Watch. Those are our first responders. Those are our police informants. Police are running this. I think that once full control is established over a major percentage of the population, and enough of the population is silent and unwilling to stick their necks out, that we inevitably would be heading toward a Holocaust. Well, of course. They've just invented a civil war.
You bet.
And they're controlling the civil war. They're telling person X... to join X group to take out person Y, who happens to be a thorn in the side of the power structure, the deep state, etc. So this is not something in the future. This is a report from 1992, and it was going strong then. Then she said, then Mark M. Rich says, I've determined that, among other things, the targeting program facilitates torturous public executions for the benefit and entertainment of the Freemason Satanists who run the Sikh system. Okay, Freemasonry is a Gentile front for Judaism. It's a secret society that the Illuminati, you know, went under their umbrella back in 1782 with the Council of Wilhelmsburg.
You could think of them in parallel sense to Christian Zionists, if you want.
Yes, Christian Zionists is very, 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 very sad. And that's a whole other story with the Schofield Bible. This is a 100-year-old project to subvert Protestantism. And, my God, look what's happened to Catholicism. You're all on top of that.
So, oh, yeah.
This is horrible.
All right, we need to wrap it up for this first hour. And so,
great.
Anything to add real quick?
Well, I think that, we've broken it up, organized stalking, electronic harassment. We focused in on the organized stalking. In the next hour, let's go into the electronic harassment. Try to understand that a little bit.
Very good. Okay. We'll be back with more Professor Dr. Eric Carlstrom and all of you people on this New Year's Eve. So stand by, and we shall continue.